Welcome to this archived LDN Research Trust conference presentation. We hope you enjoy it.
Low-dose naltrexone, regulating immune and inflammatory response. Low-dose naltrexone case study presented by Dr. Debbie Rice. That is me. I am a naturopathic physician, and I work with Precision Analytical Laboratory. I have a practice in Portland, Oregon, where I see patients part-time. I have presented some case studies for today. The first that I'm starting with is a Hashimoto's case. This is a female. She was diagnosed with Hashimoto's at 27, presented at 37 years old. Her antibodies were quite elevated. She had ongoing fatigue, an elevated TSH for functional ranges, which I like to see at less than 2. We could not get her levels down below 3.7. She had done multiple trials of different types of thyroid medications, glandulars, herbal support, but none of this was making a huge improvement in lowering her TSH and regulating her other functional thyroid levels. She had adopted a gluten-free diet in the hope of reducing antibody production to help in lowering her TSH. At this time, she had been gluten-free for 3 years without seeing much change with her thyroid testing. We decided to add low-dose naltrexone. Titrating her dose up, originally her dose was titrated to 4.5 milligrams. And the patient had reported some improvement in energy, but still not quite optimal. And when we had tested her TSH, she was on the border of 2.9 to 3-ish, averaging around there. So we had discussed increasing her low-dose naltrexone to 6 milligrams. Once she was stabilized on the 6-milligram dose, her TSH finally dropped below 2 for the first time in 9 years. And this also showed resulting stabilization of her functional levels, the free T3, free T4, total T3, total T4, and even with her antibodies, actually, they had stopped increasing. They did not decrease, but they had stopped increasing. My next case study is a 42-year-old female who had presented with Crohn's disease. Very painful diarrhea, constipation, more so diarrhea with very intense cramping. And this would happen intermittently, even with dietary changes. She ended up cleaning up her diet to do more of an anti-inflammatory diet. Almost autoimmune paleo-style eating. She was doing whole food sources. We had discussed looking at doing low-dose naltrexone to help with autoimmune regulation and reducing spasticity and pain. In the titrating dose, we started at 1.5 milligrams and got her up to 4.5 milligrams in about a 6 to 8 week time frame. She had started to notice some improvement, but not hugely. Until it was amazing. After 3 months, she came in and she said, well, apparently for me, I'm the 3 month marker. And this was after being on 3 months of the 4.5 milligrams. So after this time, in general, her symptoms resolved. She may have occasional issues, but as long as she maintains her diet and regulates her stress, her pain is not as intense, it is not as often, and she has much more regular bowel movements and bowel formation. The next person in my case study is a 47-year-old female, and this woman came in with a long list of symptoms. Things that are noted here, more specifically for her, were swollen tongue, and she described painful kidneys, and she didn't exactly know what that meant. She just said, I feel like my back, when I have to urinate, I feel like I have pain in my kidneys. She had very dark, cloudy urine. And doing all of her testing, everything was normal. She had swelling of her left leg only. And she was just completely fatigued, super, super tired, overall body pain, and just weakness. In testing, she tested positive for Hashimoto's and low thyroid function. So her thyroid was definitely not optimal. We had discussed adding low-dose naltrexone into her treatment plan, as well as doing dietary supportive, making sure that she wasn't getting a lot of processed foods and reducing her environmental toxin load. She started doing this in conjunction with starting the low-dose naltrexone, but actually we started her at 1 milligram, and within a couple of days, she called to tell me that I had given her magic, and her symptoms were already starting to reduce. By the time she had her follow-up with me, about 8 weeks later, and this was at this point, she had already reached a 4.5 milligram dose of her low-dose naltrexone. She had no swelling of her tongue. Her urine had normalized. It was no longer dark and cloudy. She was not reporting any of the kidney pain that she was feeling before. She still had a little bit of swelling in her left leg, but very significantly reduced. And her energy had also improved significantly. Her body pain and weakness was a much better picture. She was able to participate in more activities. So not fully resolved, but significantly a very different person than had come in the 8 to 10 weeks prior. So in looking at low-dose naltrexone and its effect for treatment, I would say it's a success. I mean, these are just three case studies that I have presented, but I have seen multiple patients reap the benefits of low-dose naltrexone. When we look at the effects of low-dose naltrexone in reducing inflammation by way of calming glial cell activation, improving immune response, and improving endorphin support, this administration of low-dose naltrexone implies that it can also improve or support the stress response and adrenal health. Because when we look at cortisol, we know that this is a major component of inflammation response, long-term stress response, which can also influence immune response, and the overall inflammatory cascade. So thank you for your attention. I appreciate your support. There's information here for any kind of research resources. 8. Again, my name is Dr. Debbie Rice, and I am a naturopath in Portland, Oregon, and I am working with Precision Analytical Laboratory. My contact information is on the screen. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out.
Thank you for listening to this presentation. All past conference presentations can be found on our website, www.ldnresearchtrust.org.